My name's Gavin Tomlins. I'm the CIO of Sundale. The argument is that apps can replace the need for server-based software. Apps with a very specific purpose have a sort of niche place within the healthcare industry. Those which are dedicated in terms of fitness and well-being. Examples of this, I guess, are blood pressure monitors, fitness, weight, and so forth. Traditionally, we would have had a client-based system sitting in the background collecting all that data, when a very specific device can capture that information all in one area.
Hi, I'm Mike Hutton-Squire, Integration and Innovation Manager for Remedy Healthcare. I think whilst there's no debate that apps and mHealth will play a very vital part of clinical care delivery in the future, apps on their own, in isolation of those clinical software systems, are always going to be limited in their capability. If you think more, apps are really just the delivery channel for clinical information, and as such, they require some sort of infrastructure to support them. The other part is that apps really are not particularly coordinated. They're effectively a fragmented set of data points. So really bringing them together is going to be required from a back-end perspective in some way, shape or form. So whilst we see apps as being very beneficial, they certainly have some limitations in really integrating clinical care in a meaningful and continuous manner.